Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Mastering the art of sex may seem like a far-fetched idea, but those in the oldest profession in the world certainly have some valuable insights. We sought out tips on fingering, oral sex, dick sucking, and standard intercourse from those who know best. While these tips may not transform you into a porn star overnight, they will surely enhance your understanding of the basics of great sex. It is highly recommended to communicate with your partner about their preferences in bed, as everyone's sexual experiences are unique. However, having the opportunity to sleep with numerous individuals for professional reasons can provide valuable insights into what generally excites people. While it's common advice to prioritize confidence and enjoyment, there are specific techniques that can enhance anyone's sex life. Now, it's important to establish some fundamental guidelines for sexual behavior. It is crucial to prioritize good hygiene, including fresh breath. Making negative comments about someone's weight or appearance should be avoided unless it is a genuine compliment. However, certain topics must be discussed openly and honestly. Anal or butt play, marks like bites, bruises, or rope burns, and where you plan to ejaculate are all important conversations to have. It is essential to ensure that any physical markings are consensual and won't cause discomfort in professional or personal settings. Additionally, confirming contraceptive methods is vital to avoid any potential disasters. Let's delve into the specifics as advised by our sex work overseers. Learn the art of giving pleasure with your hands by mastering the technique of handjobs. Start off gently and be mindful of their sensitivity. Remember the number of nerve endings in that area, and go slow to avoid friction. Use saliva and lube to enhance the experience. If the handjob lasts too long, it can decrease sensitivity, so take breaks and try again later. Show them that you are into it, and that their arousal turns you on too. Learn the proper techniques for fingering in order to enhance your performance and pleasure. Do not vigorously stimulate a dry vagina as it can lead to thrush. Remember, proper hygiene is important when engaging in intimate activities. Take the time to build up to more intense stimulation, starting with a gentle touch. For the best experience, combine finger penetration with clitoral stimulation. Avoid using knuckles as they may not provide desired sensations. Prioritize your partner's comfort and pleasure for a more satisfying experience. Learn the art of pleasuring your partner orally. Enhance your partner's pleasure by using your hand and mouth together in a sensual and satisfying way. Start from the outside and work your way in, paying attention to every detail. Don't forget to stimulate the thighs and balls for maximum enjoyment. Consider the preferences of your partner, as some may find increased sensitivity without a condom. Remember, the wetter, the better. More saliva can make the experience feel even more pleasurable. How to eat someone out. Facial hair should be either completely smooth or fully grown, as stubble can be uncomfortable like sandpaper. Avoid following tips from Cosmopolitan magazine about using your tongue in certain ways during oral sex, as they may not be enjoyable. Focus on sensitive areas like the inner thighs and hips, before gradually moving towards the vagina. It is important for both partners to communicate honestly about their preferences during oral sex, to ensure a pleasurable experience for both parties. How to get it on. It is crucial to avoid replicating behaviors seen in porn, as they can be dangerous and obvious. Approaching a sexual encounter with someone you don't know well by immediately engaging in choking or slapping can be embarrassing and uncomfortable. Additionally, when there is a significant size difference between partners, it is important to be mindful of distributing weight evenly, as it can lead to panic and difficulty breathing. Jackhammering can be painful if not in the mood for it, as it can cause discomfort due to pelvic bones and cervixes. Take the time to appreciate your partner's lingerie, and make them feel beautiful in what they are wearing. Furthermore, don't forget to kiss during sex, as it can be disheartening if someone stops kissing you as soon as the act begins. Make your partner feel valued and desired by showing appreciation for their efforts. The feel-good vibes. To be successful in understanding others, you must be able to sense their emotions. It's crucial to be emotionally intelligent and in tune with those around you. For example, knowing whether to say "I want you to fuck me" or "I want to make love to you" requires a level of emotional intelligence. If one person benefits more than the other in a sexual experience, it won't be enjoyable for either party. It's important to communicate with your partner and ask what they want in a way that doesn't ruin the mood. Everyone experiences sex differently, and it's normal to have embarrassing moments. By learning and growing from these experiences, we can ensure that the sex we have is pleasurable for all involved. The advice from our sex worker friends can help you navigate these complexities and ensure that everyone feels good inside and out. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share not just a rainbow with your friends, and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.